Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What do men need to know about their prostates as they age? Let's go in depth with Dr. Kevin Barusing, urologist with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. Dr. Barusing, where are you from?
I'm originally from Council Bluffs, Iowa.
Born and raised in Council Bluffs?
Yes, sir.
And so what got you interested in medicine?
My father was a general surgeon, and so that's where I initially got my interest in medicine.
Just from talking to him or watching him? Did you get to follow him around any?
Well, no, I didn't. So initially when I was growing up, he wasn't around very much. And so when I was younger, I actually didn't want to be in the medical field because I'm kind of a family guy and wanted to be around my family. But when I was 23 years old, I was able to do an internship in exercise physiology at the hospital where he worked. And he was a general surgeon, so I had lots of patients coming in, and they would lift up their shirts and show me their scars and tell me what a wonderful man he was and how he impacted their life. And so it was at that point when I realized what he was doing when he was outside the house and the impact that he was having in the community. And so that's when I decided that I wanted to be a physician.
Was there a specific moment that you recognized that? Were you sort of filled with pride?
I think it was that first time and I had a patient come in and actually lift up their shirt and show me the scar that they had from, you know, when my father operated on them. And it was at that point that I realized it was a pretty cool thing to have that kind of an impact on somebody.
And where'd you go to medical school?
University of Iowa.
An undergraduate?
I went to a place called Florida International University in Miami.
You're a urologist, correct?
Yes, sir.
And what made you want to be a urologist?
So when you go into medical school, you decide if you're going to be a surgeon or if you're going to be a medical doctor. And I knew going in that I thought I wanted to be a surgeon. And then you cycle through the different surgical subspecialties, or orthopedics, general surgery, ENT. But urology is very interesting because you get to develop lifelong relationships with your patients. So in some surgical specialties, you'll operate on somebody, see them back once or twice in your clinic, and then you'll never see them again. Urology is very unique in that we have a lot of patients that we'll operate on and then we'll continue to see them for the rest of their life. It's also interesting because you have a wide breadth of surgical skills. So we do open surgery, we do laparoscopic surgery, we do endoscopic surgery, robotic surgery, microscopic surgery. So you're able to develop this very broad set of surgical skills that you get to utilize on a daily basis.
More in depth after this.
Continued my conversation with Dr. Kevin Barusing, urologist with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. Well, and it's different from other things, too. I mean, it's like it's intimate and it's personal. It's like, you know, my joints aren't intimate, or our joints, or even our heart, or any there's no aspect of our existence, of a male existence.
Yeah.
I don't know, more intimate, personal part of, you know, of our structure. It's essentially our plumbing that I don't know that we deal with the doctor, is there?
I mean, it's all intimate, but urology, you know, does deal with some pretty sensitive subjects and some pretty sensitive subject matter. And so, you know, we talk about a wide range of things. And so it is, you know, it is some interesting discussions that we have in our field.
How do you learn? I guess maybe it's no different than any other specialty, but how do you learn to talk to people about something that might be so sensitive as that system?
Yeah, I think I was fortunate in my education at the University of Iowa. They start that part of your medical education pretty early on. And so you do things like role playing, and, you know, there's, you know, multiple instances and courses designed around interactions with patients. And then, quite frankly, you just develop that as you go through your career in terms of, you know, ways to be able to talk with patients about such sensitive subjects.
Well, and I think that some of it can't be taught. It has to be, you have to be able to look at the person, understand where they're coming from, recognizing that the empathy that's involved.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I think people can see that. You know, their doctors have different personalities, and some may be a little bit better at patient interactions than others. So, again, I think there's some of it that's intuitive, but some that can be learned.
Well, now, a lot of your practice, I presume, is with older male patients. Is that correct?
We do see a lot of older patients. Yep. And a lot of male patients.
Okay. Why?
Well, you know, in this country, 10,000 people turn 65 every day. And so we have an increasing population in that age range. But specifically for men, we have a prostate. And our prostate causes us issues as we age. And so there are a few different prostate issues that I see. And we see them with increasing incidence as men age. So,
like what?
Well, the three main issues we deal with the prostate are prostate cancer, prostatitis, and then a disease process called benign prostatic hyperplasia, or BPH, which is an enlarged prostate. And that particular disease causes issues with urination.
It's a disease.
It is.
Why is it a disease? What's the...
It's a disease because it causes symptoms and problems. And so it causes frequency, urgency, getting up at night. Those are the symptoms that we see, but then it can also cause dysfunction of the bladder, and it can cause anatomical issues.
Mm-hmm. And so is that the more serious? Well, I guess they're all serious.
They are all serious.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Dr. Kevin Barusing, urologist with the Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. So let's focus on BPH. And what's that stand for again?
BPH stands for benign, which means non-cancerous. Prostatic, which is the prostate hyperplasia, which just means an enlarging gland. So BPH is benign prostatic hyperplasia.
Okay, and so how do you treat it?
So there are lots of different ways we can treat it. The mainstay of therapy used to be medications, and today that's still relatively true. But there's also surgical interventions that we can do in the operating room. And then there's also a whole subset of treatments called minimal invasive therapy, which is kind of middle ground between going to the operating room and doing an actual surgery and medications.
And there's a procedure that you use that not very many urologists use, is that right?
Yeah, so there's a very, it's not new because it's been around in this country for about 8 years, but there's a procedure called a UroLift, which is a minimally invasive therapy that has very minimal side effects. Recovery time is very short, and it's durable. And there's relatively few urologists in the country that are doing it, and we're able to offer that to patients here in the Knoxville area. And so we're taking patients from all over South Central and Southeastern Iowa.
All right. And so I like the minimally invasive part.
Yeah, I do too. And I also, you know, I had mentioned earlier that medications was a mainstay of therapy, but we're starting to find that because this medication has been around since the 1990s, there can be some adverse side effects to taking these medications long term. And so for me, if I can actually treat the problem and not just the symptom, I'm a big fan of that. I know that medications have their place, but if I can get somebody off a medication or prevent them from taking a lifelong medication by actually treating the problem, then I think that's a win-win for everybody.
Can you say anatomically what happens, what you do, what the process involves?
Yeah, so in order to do that, I need to describe the prostate itself. The prostate has a left and right side to it. It's shaped like a walnut. The tube that you urinate out of runs right through the middle of the prostate. And as the prostate grows, it can impinge on that tube. And that's what causes the issues with urination. So as I explain it to patients, if you can imagine squeezing a hose, you don't get a very good flow through that hose. And so this UroLift procedure basically tacks the prostate out of the way and opens up that tube. It does that without destroying any tissue, and so there's no sexual side effects to it. The recovery is relatively quick, and it's a durable procedure. So 86% of patients will have durability at 5 years.
Okay, so any man that is suffering difficulties with respect to urination, probably older men, they should come in.
They should. And so what I see a lot of patients tell me in my office is they'll come in with these symptoms and they'll say, well, it's just a part of getting old and so I have to deal with it. And what I always tell people is you don't have to deal with it. We do see it with increased incidence as men age, but you don't have to have a decreased quality of life. There's things that we can do to fix it. There's minimally invasive things we can do to fix it and improve quality of life.
So how long is the recovery time?
About 2 weeks for full recovery, but we can see symptom improvement up to about 3 months, and then that durability up to 5 years and even beyond 5 years.
So what else do we need to know for men getting older? Anything else we need to know?
Well, I just think that, you know, men have a tendency to put their health on the back burner. They have a tendency not to seek out, you know, health care. And we all know, and I'm even guilty of it myself sometimes, and so sometimes it's our significant other or our wives, you know, that will tell us, hey, you're getting up at night and it disturbs my sleep. And, you know, I think it's important for men to kind of take the reins when it comes to their own health and know that they need to go see the doctor and, you know, talk about these health issues so that their quality of life can be good for their whole life.
And if our quality of life is good, hopefully the rest of our family's quality of life improves too.
Exactly. Exactly. There's a benefit, I think, that men don't always think about that. But I see enough men that come into my office with their wives, and their wives are the ones that are saying, yeah, you know, you're getting up at night and that affects my quality of life, or we have to stop when we're in the car several times in order for you to use the restroom. We can't go on a trip or we can't travel. And so it can really improve everyone's quality of life.
Tell me about a really good day recently, a really good day that you went home feeling really good about what you do.
Oh, you know, that has a tendency to happen quite a bit in the urologist world. I think BPH is very satisfying to treat because it can make a huge improvement in a man's quality of life. So when I have somebody that comes in and they say things like, oh, I wish I would have done this 20 years ago, or they tell me, you know, now I can, you know, pee 20 feet, or I peeing like I was when I was a 16-year-old. You know, to me, that's really good. And if I can have somebody, if I can impact their quality of life that way, while also getting them off of medications that can potentially cause long-term side effects, to me, that's a good day in the urologist's office.
Thanks to Dr. Kevin Berusing for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.